Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of Hemel Hempstead. It's good to be out again and to minister the Word of God to you. We're a local Bible-believing church here in Hemel Hempstead, and it is our joy and privilege to be able to come on such a day as this and to declare the precious message of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to take for my text some words this afternoon from God's Word and speak on this text. The Lord has His people in this world who He is determined to save. The Bible says Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that's surely good news. For all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. And the Lord has His people in this world to save. And the Lord Jesus said this in the Gospel of John, and He is speaking to the people in His day. He said this: "My sheep hear My voice, I know them, and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand, and I and My Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone Him. Jesus answered them, saying, "Many good works have I showed unto you from My Father. For which of those works do ye stone Me?" The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, and He said that He would lay down His life for His sheep, that He would suffer, that He would die, that He would bear the sins of many. When He instituted the Lord's Supper, the Lord's table, He said, "This is the blood of the new covenant in My blood, which is shed for many." Jesus Christ came and shed His precious blood, the scriptures say, for many. Well, who are the many, we may ask? Well, them that believe upon Him. For He said, "My sheep hear My voice, they come unto Me, and I give them eternal life." It's a wonderful thing to know that a man, boy, a girl, a woman, after he passes from this life, has eternal life. Eternal life, dear friends, this life is short. How long is this life? Well, maybe, perhaps, if we're blessed, maybe we have 30 years. Maybe we have 40 years. Maybe 50 years. Maybe somebody might be granted 60 years to live, 70, 80, or even perhaps 100. And what are those years compared to eternity? Nothing, really. Insignificant. Our years here are very short. But the Lord Jesus says He gives eternal life, a life that will never end, that is in the presence of God. Life here will end. I see people out here today enjoying the lovely summer weather and many things that we can enjoy. I see the lovely fruit on the fruit stand. It's beautiful, isn't it? I look at those peaches and those apples and those oranges. How wonderful it is to enjoy those things. But friends, we can only enjoy those things for a little time. I suppose even the fruits there, as we look upon them on the stand, those are seasonal, and those can only be enjoyed for a time. I also suppose that because so much of fruit is imported into this country, well, we can get it all year round. But it's not so in parts of the land. That fruit season ends. And there is a time, the Bible says, to be born. A time to die. a time to weep and a time to rejoice. And there will be a time of joy in this life, a time of weeping though. And we all weep, don't we, when we go to the graveside of our loved ones. And of course we don't want to think about these things on a warm summer's day. We want to have pleasant thoughts. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with sweeping away truth, isn't there? When we sweep away truth and we pretend things don't just happen, or things don't happen. Death is appointed unto all men. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and something else. After that, the judgment. And then we read, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Now I want to ask you a question. As you pass by today, in all of your busyness, and all that perhaps is upon your mind, consider this one searching question today. This is perhaps the most important question that you will ever ask yourself, or somebody will ever ask of you. The question is this: is it well with your soul today? What I mean by that is, I'm not asking whether you have a soul. I know you have a soul because the Bible tells me that, because you have a conscience, you know right from wrong. But I want to ask the question, is it well with your soul today? I mean, is your soul forgiven? Is it right with God? Because the Bible says the soul that sins shall die. And that's not merely a physical death. Of course, we're told that the soul is immortal. But it shall be separated from God for all eternity. If the soul, as Jesus said, if ye believe not that I am he, that is the Messiah, you will die in your sins. That is an estate of sin and unrepentance and unforgiveness with God. So I ask the question again. Is it well with your soul today? Do you know forgiveness of sins? Do you know the Savior of souls? You know, the Lord Jesus came into this world to save souls. I want to tell you a little true story. I'm sure you've heard of the Titanic ship. I think it sank somewhere around 1914 or 1912, somewhere around there. But when the engineers made that ship, they thought it was the greatest ship ever made. It certainly was the largest. And they said, even the engineers said, even God can't sink this ship. They were so confident in that ship that it would never sink, that it would never be destroyed. And so they left Southampton, and then of course further went out into the Atlantic, and then in the middle of the night that ship hit an iceberg, and a great damage was done to that ship, so that it began to sink. And there were many, many, many people on that ship that lost their lives. So confident they were with that ship that there were not many lifeboats on that ship, and many perished. But while that ship was sinking, there were a number of people who were Christians. And one man in particular, he was a saved man. He knew God, he knew the forgiveness of sins, and he chose to give his life ring or his life raft to somebody else. And the reason, he said, is because I'm saved. I'm a saved man. I know where I'm going. And he said to people around him, to seek the Lord. He spoke of the gospel. He spoke of the way of salvation. He pointed sinners to Christ. And he said, take my life raft, my life ring, because I am a saved man. And apparently, I don't know if this is true, but there were some saved because of the events of what took place and what he said. But you know, many did perish without Christ. And many people perish and go to a lost eternity without Christ because they are not saved, because they have not repented, because they have totally rejected the truth. But you know, the Bible says, Christ said, my sheep hear my voice, they come to me, and I give them eternal life. He describes all of his people in this world as sheep who have strayed from the Lord, the true shepherd. And you know, it's like that, and it ought to be like that for us in this life. Do you have a shepherd? If you have no shepherd, no one to lead you and guide you, and that person would be God, let me first of all say, it is not well with your soul. That's a simple answer to your question. It is not well with your soul if you don't have the Lord as your shepherd. Now, I don't know how many people and funerals I've been to, but I've been to many. And many people like to have the Psalm 23 preached at somebody's funeral, and even their funeral. I want Psalm 23, somebody says. Well, how does Psalm 23 begin? It begins in this way, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means God is your everything, and you have made him your everything, and he has made him to be you, your everything. And I would ask you that today, is the Lord your shepherd? Or is your mind and your decisions and your ideologies, is that your shepherd for life? What guides you in life? What principles? How do you make your decisions in life, friend? You know, the Bible says, cease from man. That is, we are not to have confidence in man. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man. Do you trust in yourself? Well, that's foolish. Because the Bible says we are all foolish. We make silly, foolish decisions in our life. And you know, the Bible is a wonderful rule book for life. But it shows us the way to eternal life. Jesus said, I am the door. If any man enter therein, he may be saved. But as you go through that door of the Lord Jesus, he calls you to a life of following the shepherd. He said, it's a narrow way. So I ask you again, is it well with your soul today? If you don't know the Lord Jesus, and if you don't know anything of his way, it's not well with your soul. And so I want to bring you, dear friend, to alarm today. I want to bring you to that place where you see that you are helpless and hopeless without the Lord. Is that so? Well, the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 11, to those who are weary and are heavy laden and who are burdened over their sin, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for the soul, he says. You know, when the Lord saved me many years ago, and I've seen he has done it in everybody that is saved in their life, he puts, as it were, our feet on a firm foundation. David the psalmist of old said, he took me out of a miry pit and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And that's what the Lord does when he saves somebody. And he doesn't ask you, he doesn't say, look man, look woman, fix yourself up, tidy yourself up. He doesn't say that. He says, come unto me. And in coming to Christ, he changes the life. But you see, you have to lay everything at the shepherd's feet. You have to leave everything in God's hands, so that no longer are you, as it were, in charge. You know, this is the trouble with us. You ask many people why they don't trust in God, why they don't follow the Lord. They say, well, it's my life, and I'm going to live how I want. I'm going to do my thing. Who is God to tell me what to do? That's how people speak. That's how people think. My dear friends, the Lord is too wise to err. He's too good to be unkind. You cannot leave things in God's hands and think that you'll be the worse for it. Sinners will always be the better for following the Lord, for trusting in the Lord. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, the Lord is very good. I can say this to you over the many years that the Lord has saved me. The Lord has never failed me. If there's been any failure in my life, it's been me. I'm to blame for it. Even David could say, I've been as a stray sheep. But the Lord is so good, even when his sheep stray, he restores their soul. That's what we have in Psalm 23. He restores my soul. Look how gently he restored Peter. Peter, who even denied the Lord Jesus, Christ restored his soul. Are you one of the Lord's sheep today? Or, the Bible describes others as goats. Goats who kick against God's word. We read in Matthew chapter 25 that when Christ comes, there shall be a dividing, a separating between the sheep and the goats. The sheep will be those humble ones that have trusted in him, trusted in his life. And you see, this is how we're saved. We're saved by his life. He lived the life that none of us have ever lived. He came under God's law and magnified and wonderfully obeyed God's law. He could say to men, which of you, can any of you accuse me of sin? Nobody in this entire world can ever accuse Christ of sin. Nobody at all. But Christ is the Savior of sinners. He's a wonderful Savior, worthy of all of our love, our praise, our adoration and worship. And he, at the end of his life, he laid down his life for poor, wretched sinners such as me, for all of his sheep, and they will come and they will believe upon him. Oh, my dear friends, the sun's not going to shine every day. One day the sun is going to forbear to shine. The earth will pass. But what about your never-dying soul before the Lord? Have you considered that? Your soul before God. Just as sure as the night will fall tonight and we'll not see the sun, it is sure that many will not see the sun as Savior, but as judge. And it will be the nightfall of man's eternity. It will be a terrible day when they will hear those words, depart from me, I never knew you. Will he say that to you, friend? I'm afraid that many on this high street only know the Lord Jesus by a swear word. Only take his name and use it as a cuss word. How shameful. But you will know him as God the Son, judge of all the earth. Many will know him as the shepherd of their soul in this life. And as they do so, they will find him to be the greatest of all. You know, the sun doesn't need to shine for me to be a happy man. But for me to be a contented man and to be ready to die and to face God's judgment, all I need is Christ. There's one hymn we sing, "Give me Christ or I die." And without Christ, my friends, you will face a lost eternity. Now I say these things in love. I say these things in compassion, in concern for your soul, for your never dying soul. The soul that sins, says Christ in his word, shall die. The soul that believes upon Christ and truly repents of its sin or her sin shall be saved. Are you a saved man? Are you trusting in Christ? Are you a saved woman? Maybe you've got a cross around your neck today. What does that mean if you have not Christ? It means nothing. It's merely a symbol. What does that cross mean to you? That cross is empty. Christ is in heaven. And without Christ in the heart, your soul is in desperate need. I would urge you, my dear friend here is with me today, handing out tracts. We're a local Bible-believing church here in Hemel Hempstead, and we'd love for you to come along and to hear the Word of God. We meet at Nash Mills Village Hall. We're on the corner of Lower Road and Red Lion Lane. I'd be glad to see you. I see some young men out here listening. It reminds me of the time when I was young and lost, without any hope, very dismal and disappointed with life. But the Lord put life in my heart, I mean true spiritual life, and gave me meaning and purpose. And how we long and pray for that, for the young men and women of Hemel Hempstead, as well as the elderly. Please do take a track, friends. We'd love to see you. And I'd welcome you to come along to the meetings. We meet on the corner, as I said, of Lower Road and Red Lion Lane. And you'd receive a very warm welcome if you came along. We meet this coming Sunday. We call it the Lord's Day. I'd be so glad to see you. And I can assure you you'd receive a warm welcome. Please do stay for a little while. We've got some gospels to give out, some tracts. If you'd like to know more about Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd be more than happy to tell you about the way of salvation. My friends, give your soul no rest until your soul is right with God through Jesus Christ. As I said, the warm summer air, the sun is going to set. So will time. So will your life. But where will you spend your eternity? May God bless his word for his name's sake. Amen.